I'm Sean Crawford on today's WUIS State Journal Register Business Report. The Illinois State Fair is long over, but plenty of bills remain to be paid. We'll talk about that and more. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Well, Tim, we've been over a month now since the State Fair ended, and there's a lot of people still looking for money that they're owed.
Well, you'll remember the Department of Agriculture officials said before the fair started back in August that there would likely be payment delays to vendors because of the state budget situation. So we went back and checked, sent a Freedom of Information request for the bills that are unpaid, and there's about $1.5 million outstanding, one of those being the state of Illinois still owes $2,500 for the sculptor who did the butter cow, along with things like garbage, manure removal, golf cart rentals, armored car, admissions, and ticket services. There's hundreds of these small bills, but it came up to about $1.5 million.
And the state can't pay these bills? There's no authority? Is that the way this is going?
Yeah, it's the same explanation they're giving for a lot of other state services and overdue payments, that without a state budget since July 1, they don't have any authority to pay these bills. So it's just uncertain when the vendors will see that money.
And Tim, do the vendors have any other recourse, or are they just going to have to wait this out?
You know, we talked to a couple of them, and I guess this says something about the state of Illinois' finances, not only this year, but they pretty much said, well, it's this way every year. We're always waiting for payments. It just so happens this year is worse than most. So they've kind of figured slow payments from the state into their cash flow.
Tim, let's get an update on the harvest season now. Area farmers are out in the fields, and how are things going?
Well, there's been some pleasant surprises, at least in the Springfield region. They had a lot of standing water on the corn and soybeans last spring and into the early summer. And certainly there has been some extensive damage. We talked to a few farmers that had sections of their fields where they had 200 bushels an acre of corn last year. This year they have zero. But overall, the yields seem to be coming in better than they expected. The weather in the last month or so has been ideal for harvest. Looks like some surprises out there. Now, they had more damage, up in the Peoria area and certainly in northern Illinois. So they are expecting overall yields for both corn and soybeans to be down this year.
Well, a building in downtown Springfield that a lot of people might be familiar with, the Carasotas building, some new tenants moving in there. Tell us about that.
Well, Carasotas is something that, of course, those of us have lived in Springfield for some time. Remember when they owned all the local theaters? They sold those some years back to AMC. But the company did keep a downtown location there at 6th and Washington. They moved out a year or so ago, finally, after their corporate offices went to Chicago. And that has begun to fill in now. There's a wind energy company in there and a couple of attorneys, a multimedia company. And they're expecting at some point there may be a retailer on the first floor, and that would fill out all three stories.
And while we're on the subject of downtown Springfield, an event going to be taking place this weekend, Blues and Barbecue. People might remember that from when it was held during the summer months when it was at times extremely hot. They've moved it now to the fall.
Well, that's one of the reasons they've moved it, Downtown Springfield Incorporated. They normally held it right around the time of the state fair. Not only did they have to compete with the fair, but the hot weather would keep attendance down. They've rescheduled it after 16 years, and that will be coming up this weekend downtown. The hours will be 5 to midnight on Friday and 3 to midnight on Saturday. And so far as we can see from the forecast, looks like the weather will be good.
And Tim, this is a pretty important event for Downtown Springfield Incorporated. This is a pretty big fundraiser for them.
It is. Between that and what they used to call the Taste of Downtown, now the Bacon Throwdown, they rely on those two festivals for a big chunk of their income, and losses on those festivals were among the reasons they were in serious financial trouble last year. They're Downtown Springfield Incorporated in much better shape now. They say the first Bacon Throwdown did well. They're looking for a similar result this weekend. So far, their changes seem to be working out for them.
All right. Well, Tim, we'll talk to you again next time.
Thank you, Sean.
Tim Landis is business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on daily in the SJR.